Welcome to this podcast on candle magic, aka candle work. Maybe you're new to candle work and don't know where to start. Maybe you are a seasoned practitioner and just need a little fresh breath and reminder of how magical and powerful you and your candle magic are. Get comfy and let's dive in. When practitioners speak of candle work, we are not just talking about the colour of the candle. We are also talking about the light, the heat, the smoke and flame, the movement of the candle. All of these aspects of a candle. To a practitioner, it means much more than the colour and the candle and how it looks when it burns. The smoke from a candle tells the practitioner which way the surrounding air is moving, and also signs of spiritual movement. Temperature and vibrations in the surrounding area also link in. The movement of the flame and the colour difference within the flame itself can show spiritual activity. Heat emissions amount and energies being released, and also light being released. So for a practitioner, a candle holds so much more information than colour and symbology. Even more so if the practitioner has inscribed symbols and dressed the candle. Candles are a staple item in your spiritual toolkit. They are used to bridge the gap from the non-physical to the physical, to release, amplify, and create. Candle magic is so powerful because you are using the power of your intention and the powerful element of fire. Fire conjures intense magic. Fire is a dominant element of magic and nature. It's bright like the sun, warm like its flames. It can burn, it can give life, it can destroy, but it can also purify. With fire magic, you get fast results. It's a blend and beautiful mixture of the divine masculine and divine feminine energies. We could do a whole separate podcast on the power and swiftness of my candle magic and with my coven sisters. But back to candle work. So what's the first step in starting candle magic? Intention is key. Intention, intention, intention. First, take the time to get really, really, really clear on your intention or intentions. Try and get them clear and simplified. You can work with the same intention until your desired outcome is achieved. The colour of the candles to correspond with your intentions will amplify even more. We will do a quick run through in a few of the colours. You can also use words, symbols, runes and sigils to inscribe your candle. This will set your intention to the workings of your magic. Different candles burn at different times. We will also do a quick run through of that. And for more advanced workings, you can join my upcoming candle workshop on the 30th of June via Zoom, 8 p.m. GMT, 4 p.m. EST, 1 p.m. PST, and 3 p.m. CT. You can also order some of my powerful infused intention candles that are highly charged with herbs and oils, ritual oils and bath bombs to amplify your workings through your month. But you do not need them for the candle workshop. Okay, so we will also explain letting your candles burn out fully or snubbing it out. We will also go through the flame and its meanings. For the candle workshop, we will be doing some real-time candle work and tutorials. We will be also learning how to disregard our spell remains properly, and we will also know how to gauge the workings of our spells. So, the candle colors, meanings, and uses. So, purple is used for spiritual protection and healing rituals, the chore dye, and to increase intuition, reduce stress and insomnia, mastery and ancient wisdom, manifestation, divination, the unconscious, hidden knowledge, spiritual transformation. You can also work with Archangel Zadkiel. Blue is used to obtain wisdom, inner peace and harmony, clear communication, clarity, represents the Divine Mother, truth, guidance, healing sleep, dreams and creativity. You can also work with Archangel Michael. Green brings in money and healing, luck and abundance. It's used for prosperity, abundance and fertility, personal goals and growth. Yellow is used for confidence, manifestation, joy, arts, career, the power of mind, to increase focus and intuition, improving memory, and is also good for travel and changes. Orange is great for manifestation, creativity, justice and legal matters, success and prosperity deals, linked in with property and career workings, good fortune and power, happiness, enthusiasm, and attracting friends. Pink is used for love magic, friendships, and also self-love, achieving purpose in rituals, spiritual awakening, loyalty, integrity and good intention, fertility and birth. Red can be used for banishing, to also increase the power of another candle or spell. Can be used for romance, lust, can be used for personal power, spiritual healing, fast action and drawing in fresh energy. White can be used instead of any other candle, just like clear quartz. Cleansing rituals, clarity, spiritual growth, lunar goddess workings, protection, detoxifying and bringing in light and clarity. Black is used for protection and also return to sender work, neutralizing and disposing of negative energies, people, places and situations, increases defenses, can work with Hecate, Odin, Lilith, Morrigan, and must be careful with disregarding the remains. Silver is for dreams, astral energy, neutralizing negative energies, clarity, clairvoyance, divination, moon goddesses, and neutrality and balance. gold is for security and protection, for blessing and consecrating. It is linked in with the sun. Happiness, healing, strength can increase influence and bring in money and power. Grey is neutral. It is grey for questioning complex issues. Stability, removing negative energy, psychic ability. Brown is grey for grounding the earth, bringing into the physical, clear thinking, decision making, stability in relationships, manifestation magic, intuition, telepathic abilities, and the animal realm. So, inscription and symbols. You can inscribe your candles with words, symbols, runes, sigils, Reiki symbols. Remember, intention is key. Types of candles and the burn time. So for fast spells, birthday candles, the burn time is 20 to 30 minutes. For small spells, chime, tea lights, the burn time is 2 to 4 hours. Medium spells, taper candles, the burn time is 6 to 10 hours. Big spells, pillar candles, the burn time is 12 hours or several days. Candle flames, small and bright, and large and bright, success is coming and good luck. Dim flame, disappointment in store, more intention is needed. Enduring, excellent luck. Flickering, wavering fortune or enemies. If the candle flame goes out, there's no success, try another time. Realign your intentions. If the candle flame is leaning, there is changes coming. If it is spluttering, there is forthcoming romance. If the candle flame is sparking, there is danger around or ill will. If it is twisting, there is unseen enemies. Dancing, good luck and success. So a positive flame is bright, hot, dances, pops, yellow flame and white smoke. Negative can be dim, kill, flickering. Blue flame goes out and black smoke. And other is sparks, hissing, whistling. Use your intuition. So advanced practitioners also do wax readings of the wax. We will touch on some types of spells. There is sweetening spells, usually involving honey jars. There is binding, there is protection, there is banishing, there is freezing, there is good luck, there is warding. So dressing candles in ritual oils. Candles can be also anointed with ritual oils, herbs for more advanced workings. When anointing, be sure to do it as above, so below, rubbing the candle from the bottom to the middle to bring something in and from the top to the middle to get rid of unwanted intentions. So also snubbing, letting the candle burn out fully, closing the circle. You can either let the candle go out fully to finish the spell or blow it out, or you can snub it out to keep working with that. If you do let it go out fully and you want to still work with that intention with your next candle, you can also do so. It is also good to get a candle grimoire and write down your candle workings. So remember, join me for the magical workshop. You can acquire some of my ritual oils and infused intention candles, as well as bring your own. Looking forward to working together in our circle and coven, and happy candle work.